Good morning, everybody. So we're talking about faith. So I was telling Reverend Britt, for my faith this morning, I'm going to try to see if I could do this on my iPad versus paper. So this is real faith here. But I brought a backup, just in case. So, well, you know, there's an old saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel at night. So, you know, we have to do both, right? So why do you think so many people lose their faith? I've really been thinking about this because we all come here, we pray, we meditate, we're basically good people, but yet it's so easy to get sidetracked. It's so easy to lose our faith. And when I was thinking about it, I realized, you know, in the emotional intelligence work that I do in corporations, I'm always talking about the science, and sort of a light bulb went off this morning that our brains are actually like Velcro for negativity. They just sticks to it, right? But for positivity, it's more like Teflon. It sort of comes and goes, right? So you have a great day, and then one thing goes wrong. What do? You talk about the one thing that went wrong, right? So, and then what starts to happen is we get more and more negative. Our body literally pumps out all these chemicals, these stress chemicals, that make us less likely to reach out to other people, which is always helpful, makes us less likely to reach out to God, and also keeps us from accessing the part of our brain that can make good decisions. And we're talking about New Year now. My first spiritual teacher always told me that the first 12 days of the year set intention for the entire year. So we're in this bubble. Plus, you all know that it's a leap year this year? So whatever intentions we're making now are not going to just last for 2016. They go all the way to 2020. And it's not that you can't make adjustments along the way. Of course you can. Don't get stuck in, oh my God, I blew it already. You know, I might as well forget it and go to sleep for the rest of the year. Well, people do that, right? But be aware that there's always room for connection. Because otherwise, again, that Velcro of negativity is going to come in. You're going to start to make mountains out of molehills. You become a drama queen. I mean, does this sound familiar to anybody? Probably not, right? And you're constantly going over and over and over what didn't work. I mean, even this morning, I would guarantee that a lot of people woke up this morning feeling good. They're going to go to Unity, get a little inspiration. Then they look outside and it's raining. And it's like, oh no, should I go out in the rain? My hair? You know, someone once told me, God never has a bad hair day, by the way, ever. You know, we'd spend so much time obsessing about things like that versus the things that are really important. And the person that you might not be feeling very friendly with and you think you're hiding it, they could tell, right? You walk into a room, you can feel people's energy. I don't care if they're pretending they like you and they don't. You know something's off, right? This is part of really trusting our intuition. So when we're making goals for the year, when we're trying to create success, we need to really access more happiness. We need to access joy. That's really the ingredient. Because if we don't, we're either in the past or we're in the future. And God is in the present. Our inspiration is in the present. Dear God, put every negative thought out of our mind once and for all. Today, let us declare our freedom. Know that no matter what others may say, think, or do, I am a success. Nothing can hinder me from accomplishing this goal. So when a negative thought comes in, I want you to think of it as a library. It's like you took a book out, or you downloaded something on Google, or with our iBooks, or Amazon, put it back, and pull out another one. So just put those negative thoughts back, demand that your attention go to God, and for me, this year, my intention is God is going to be the CEO of my company. I'm turning it over. And then I'm going to see what he wants me to do, what she wants me to do, and then I'll take action. But let's not let those little voices control us. There's a beautiful poem that I love that I want to share with you. May you recognize in your life the presence and power and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone, but that your soul, in its brightness and belonging, connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your own individuality and difference, and may you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny, unlike anyone else's. Behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful, good, and eternal happening in you. And may you learn to see yourself with the same delight and pride and happiness with which God sees you in every moment. It's John O'Donohue, for those of you who heard of him or didn't. But I was also thinking, and for those of you who heard me when I was talking, I guess this is a couple of years ago, I shared a story which I think is appropriate today. In 1957, they were doing evacuation and restoration on a big temple in Thailand. And they were doing all of this. They had to move things. And they had this big, giant clay Buddha. And one of the monks went up to the clay Buddha and noticed there was a crack in it. So he was concerned. So he went over and he started very gently chipping away at this crack. And to his amazement, he started to see something shining. And they discovered that this giant clay Buddha was actually made of solid gold. And historians have thought about it, and what they reconstructed is that hundreds and hundreds of years ago, this monastery was being invaded. And to protect this sacred Buddha, they covered this gold Buddha with clay, figuring when it was all over, they would just restore it. However, they were all killed. So no one was around to remember that this clay Buddha was actually made of solid gold. And when you think about that, that's how we are. You know, we are made of solid gold, the Spirit of God, that amazing radiance that we have to share. But every time we have a disappointment, every time something happens that we're not sure of ourselves, we keep covering it up and covering it up and covering it up until we forget that we are this radiant presence of God. We are a divine spark. And we start to think we're less than. We start to think we're somebody else. And our job, I really believe this, is to uncover all that junk that we have put. Yes, you know, sometimes you really need to protect yourself. I'm not saying there aren't cases when you do. However, it's the vulnerability. When you let it crack open, that's where the shift happens. Some of you know I was talking about when I was here in October that I just come back from Peru. And I don't know if I shared this, but I had been really, really sick before I went. I mean, sickest I've ever been in my life. And I almost canceled my trip. But I decided, no, I'm going to do it anyway. That's what Sagittarians do, right? You just keep going. So I went on this trip. However, because I was feeling so vulnerable, I actually let my heart crack open, and I gave up all control. And I just literally, I didn't even bring the itinerary. Every morning I got up and said, okay, tell me what to do. And I was totally present with what is. And because of that, I got unbelievable information coming through for me. And a lot of really old healing started to happen. So we need to be able to literally crack open. Some of you know Leonard Cohen, and he has an amazing song. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in. So we need to let our past teach us, but we don't want it to define our future. And, you know, it's said that you cannot outperform your old self-image. So we're talking now about creating goals and success for the year. So even if your self-image is good, if you want to do something more than that, you have to let that go and open up to something new coming in. Life always presents us with opportunities to crack open. And we're also, I believe, sent as messengers from God at all moments. And sent to hear messages from God. So I'm going to give you two examples that happened to me really in the last couple of weeks. One of my prosperity rituals that I love to do, and I'll share it with you. If you didn't do it, because some of you I know did do it, you could still do it for the Chinese New Year, February 8th, because any new year, you could do it. So what you do is you take a bowl, you put money in it, you bless it with everything you want from the year for prosperity, for health, for relation, whatever you want. You bless it, you throw it into your house, you leave it there for a day, then you gather it up and you give it away. So the idea is that you play it forward. You're affirming to God that you already are abundant. So this year, I decided I was officiating a wedding right after New Year. So I put it in a little plastic bag, and I had to go to Staples to print something, and I gave it to the woman who was printing at Staples. And I explained to her that I do this ritual, and then every year, and I give it away, you know, just affirming that we're prosperous. And she just burst into tears. And she said to me, "You don't know how important this is. My husband just left me. I've been trying to get a new job. I'm over 50. My daughter moved away. I've been feeling so hopeless. And the fact that you came to me, I feel like an angel just came to talk to me to give me a message from God that there's hope." And literally, you know, maybe there was $20 in there. We're not talking about it could pay her mortgage. The fact that that happened, and we have these opportunities every day to do that. 2 days ago, my whole Time Warner went down. So for those of you in New York, you know what I'm talking about. You know, no, it's all tied up to my TV, to my phone, to my internet, everything. And this guy shows up, 38 years old, from Jamaica, radiating light, like he's a beam of light. He comes into my apartment, he fixes everything, and then he looks around, and I have all these artifacts from my travels around the world, and he goes, "Boy, you must travel a lot." He goes, "You know, I go to so many homes, but a lot of them are so negative that I can't wait to get out." He goes, "But I feel like I just entered into a temple or a church. There's so much spirituality here." He sat down for 45 minutes talking to me. It was like a sermon was coming in. You have to be good to each other. It's not what's outside. It's what's inside. You know, love everybody. We're all the same. And I'm just sitting there going, you know, it was funny because I post cards every morning, inspiration. And the card I had posted that morning was, "Be aware of your angels, but be specific. So if you have a technical problem, call in your technical angel." And I just said, "You're my computer angel." You know, you arrived at my door. And he's been texting me ever since, by the way. He gave me his cell phone. "You have any problem, just call me. I'll come right over." But so, you know, God really does pay attention when we show up. I think most of the time we just really don't show up. It's a really good time now to set intention. So January, for those of you who don't know, was actually, this is all made up though. Do you all understand that we really are on a lunar calendar, not a solar calendar? However, the Romans decided that they were going to make the new year in January. We used to celebrate the new year end of March, early April. And then the Romans decided they were going to change it to January. They named it after the two-faced god Janus, who represents looking at the past and also looking at the future. And if you didn't go with the program and celebrate in January, by the way, and you still wanted to celebrate in April, guess what? You were called an April Fool. Yeah, that's where it comes from, actually. So the idea, though, was you were supposed to pay back anything that you owed people at this time of year. Many cultures do that. So you borrowed something from a neighbor, you had to return it. You know, you owed somebody money, you pay it back. The Chinese do this all throughout Asia. They do it for the new year. In Bali, my favorite thing that they do in the new year is they spend an entire day in prayer and meditation on their first day of the year. No one goes out. I mean, everything is closed except the hospital and the airport. And they used to not even open the airport. That's kind of new. Can you imagine if New York shut down New Year's Day? I mean, even if we could do it for 1 minute, just to be in prayer and meditation to send the intention for the year. And there's a really nice custom in Belgium, January 21st, so it hasn't happened yet. You might want to do it. You write a letter to a parent or someone who's acted like a parent for you, and then you read them the letter out loud. So I thought that was a beautiful thing that, you know, we can all start doing. And even if your parents aren't alive, you could still light a candle, pray for them, and still send them your love. It's a wonderful way to do it. You know, it's very important that we take care of how we set our intentions and what we do. There's a story of a contractor who decided it was time to retire. So he told his boss, you know, I'm getting ready to retire now. And his boss said, I understand, but just do me one favor. Would you build just one more house for me? So the contractor said, okay. But, you know, like a lot of us, when your mind, you're not really into it, it's like he wasn't really into it. So he didn't do his best job. He kind of cut corners and he built this house. And at the end, his boss came over to inspect the house. He walked in and he handed the contractor the keys. And he goes, this is my gift to you. And the contractor thought, if only I had known I was building my own house. But it's like all of us. Every single moment is an opportunity for us to build the future. Actually, right now is the most important moment of your life. There's no more past. The future hasn't happened. In this exact moment, you can change course. You really can. This is when miracles can happen. And you can start to take small structured action to let God know that you want to go in a different direction. It's really important. We build our lives one day at a time. So build wisely. Work like you don't need the money. Love like you've never been hurt. And dance like no one's watching. So just like we can absorb the warmth of the sun, we can receive the loving power of God every day. When we're hungry for things outside of us, all we do is, you know, eat too much, check your Instagram too much, go on your Facebook, you know, buy too many things. We put all our resources on the outside, even falling in love. You know, we make our partner the reason why we're feeling good in love. And that comes and that goes. So we need to really put our focus, our resources on God's love. Because when you do that, you really don't need anything. You have everything that you need. You are naturally filled with compassion, with love, with joy, and the ability to share your true essence. And it's amazing when you start. Fact is, it's really good to start talking to people. You know, talk to someone on the subway. You know, when you walk into Starbucks, ask the person how their day's going. How was their New Year? You'd be amazed at what you start to find and what you start to discover. Even in the midst of the chaos that we are in right now, and we're in a lot of chaos, we're not going to pretend we're not. However, prayer and love trumps fear. I hate to even use the word Trump anymore, but sorry. What could I say? I had to do it. Really, we have to be aware that our words really affect our emotions, and our emotions are what really attract things into us. You know, the happier, the more joyful, the more open you are, the more things come to you. And that's where the grace of God comes in. Praying, slowing down, going in. And even in the midst of work, when you're working, just take a moment. People don't realize this. When you look down, it's easier to get depressed, by the way. So you're feeling, eh, blah. Look up. Open your Everybody try it. Just open your shoulders. Look up. Lift your head. It psychologically does something to your brain, chemically does something to your brain, and it's also better for the back. Do you know that there's something now called an iPhone hump? So many people are going, no, it's real. They're going like this so much that kids are actually hurting their spine. You know, it used to be dowager hump for old ladies and old men, but now it's for kids. So all of us, we probably do it too. Be careful. You have to constantly open up. You don't want to constantly live your life like you're looking through a microscope. You want to look through it like a telescope. So even if you're feeling a little down and you want a happy burst, look outside. Look at the sky. Those of you live near, an ocean. Some of you live out on Long Island, or you know, a lake or something, the more you can look at big vistas, the happier you're going to be. It's also important not to live through the eyes of other. How many of you made resolutions this year? Raise your hand. Anybody? A few of you. Do you know that only about 8% of all people who make them keep them? 92% of people who make resolutions don't keep them. And part of the reason is it's too big. You know, oh, I'm going to change my life. Oh, I'm going to get healthy, as opposed to going, I'm going to the gym 3 times this week. Or I'm going to spend 5 minutes a day in prayer and meditation. That's some of what I'm going to talk about if you're coming to the workshop this afternoon. How do you make those resolutions that stick? How do you make those goals? Because we don't tend to do it. And if you live through other people's what you should do, and maybe I've said this before, but I'm a big believer, stop shooting on yourself. You know, it's not about them, it's about you. Oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. Doesn't help you. Closes you up, it closes down your energy. And then you miss out on all the surprises that the universe wants to give us. So just take a moment. Oh God, you place your vision within our minds, your longing within our hearts, your work within our hands. You call us from the familiar into the unknown, unforeseeable future to accomplish unprecedented tasks. We are filled with awe at the entitlement that is ours. To be active participants in your ongoing creative plan for this world, help us, we pray, to open ourselves to your vision and provision. Give us inner strength for the work you call us to do in your world. So this is a really good time to start something new, but know that when you start something new, you're probably going to feel like a little kid on their first day of school because your old concept of you is shaken a little. You don't know what people are expecting. But the gift is you can get to reinvent yourself, which is magic. You know, you really can. And make choices. I was telling Reverend Britt and some people this morning that my mother was looking at some things, and I was saying to her, my mother's about to turn 98, by the way. And I was saying, isn't it amazing? We can look at a phone, and you can see your grandchildren through a phone. Remember, my mother was born in 1918. There were no refrigerators. I think she lived in rural Vermont, so I think they had a horse and a buggy for a while. You know, I mean, all this stuff that we take for granted didn't exist. I said, I wonder what's going to happen in the future. And you know what she said to me? Better make a reservation to come back. So we can always make a choice, okay? So it's important to start today. So are you ready to take back your power and reconnect with spirit?
Yes. Yes?
Are you ready to give up playing it safe?
Yes.
Louder. Are you ready to give up playing it safe?
Yes.
Are you ready to commit to the inner calling of your soul? So stand up if you're willing to put down the weight of your aloneness. Okay. And as Eleanor Roosevelt said, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. So this week, I want you to repeat every day, at least 3 times a day, and let's do it now. God is on my side. God is on my side. God is on my side. One more time. God is on my side. And remember, the person who said it cannot be done should stop interrupt the person doing it. Blessings, everyone.
Thank you, Barbara.
Close your eyes as we stay in this energy of blessing. Take a few deep breaths and feel the loving presence of God moving in and through your life right now. Breathe in the attributes of the heart, which are compassion, peace, healing, and unconditional love. In the name of the light of God that never fails, God is blessing me now. I accept a healing miracle in my life this day. I am one with the heart of God. I declare that I am a miracle of God this day, and I am God's perfection manifesting in body, mind, and soul. I claim a miracle of love. I accept my abundance now with love and gratitude as I radiate love. I am love in action, blessing, uplifting, and healing all on earth. I am always protected, and my life is filled with possibilities. Today, I claim my good in all areas of my life. And imagine now the spark that God has implanted within you, deep in your heart, is growing. A brilliant light doubling in size, getting larger and larger and larger, until you feel the sacred presence of God becoming the guiding force in your life. And know that all is well. And so it is. Amen.